We are standing outside the Royal Bank of Scotland Northwest headquarters on Deansgate in Manchester, and we are protesting against their investment in various dodgy companies as part of a National Day of Action organised by Rising Tide against the Royal Bank of Scotland, specifically to raise awareness about their funding of the aviation industry and also the liquid natural gas pipeline in Wales, which is destroying large areas of protected land through the Brecon Beacons and is massively unsafe.
They call themselves the Oil and Gas Bank because they fund loads of controversial infrastructure developments like gas pipelines, oil drilling rigs, airport expansion, which is going to lock us into further carbon emissions and cause more climate change. And given what we now know about climate change, I think that's a really irresponsible approach for them to be taking. So there's a National Day of Action today to highlight that. Today we just came down with a few banners. One said climate change, or Royal Bank of Scotland makes it happen. The other one said no pipelines, green energy, not gas. And we leafleted people going in and out of the headquarters here, the offices of the Royal Bank of Scotland, and also passers-by. And there seems to be about three times as many police as there are protesters. There's about 15 of us and about 40 police on standby. We had the Samba band come down and make some noise. It's been a fun morning. Well, I think actions like this have a sort of incremental effect of increasing our public awareness around issues of oil and gas and airport expansion and who's funding it, and helping to piece together all the parts of the puzzle that are part of the problem of climate change and who's causing it. So I think people should be aware that if they're banking with the Royal Bank of Scotland or NatWest, which is owned by RBS, they should be aware that, you know, their money's going towards projects that they might not agree with if they care about climate change. And I think it will make all the banks want to be seen as being green. You know, it's the big thing to greenwash your company now. And I think this exposes that greenwash as a farce.